This hour, we're talking about skill versus luck. You know, most of us spend a lot of our lives trying to acquire more and better skills. But choreographer Bill T. Jones says his mentor, the musician John Cage, spent a lot of his life pursuing luck. Bill says Cage's music is all about randomness and chance.
His world was changing. It was the Cold War. He didn't know if the kind of modernist music that he was in pursuit of was, quote, speaking to the world. He had a long-term marriage to a wonderful woman who was his collaborator, and he was no longer in love with her, but falling in love with Merce Cunningham. There was a lot of insecurity he had until one of his teachers, actually his Eastern teacher, said, John, you don't have to have the answer to everything. And when he realized that, he began to look for means. And one of those means was the I Ching and indeterminacy. How do you make decisions? Toss the I Ching. Why is your opinion or your choice more important than what the sticks tell you or the coins tell you? It was a revelation for him. Do I marry this woman or marry this man or not? Let's toss a coin. No, I don't think I would do that. However, when you're doing something like, you know, there's a sequence of movements to be had, and you're just, that you like them all well enough, but you're not quite sure, well, he says, toss a coin and let the coin tell you. Theme, variation, development, climax, he thought was a big straitjacket, a real predictable arc. And for art to progress, you had to get rid of that which was predictable in it. You're really trying to wade out into the water of those that want to lead the discourse. You've got to break all those rules and maybe turn your back on what feels good. In 1999, we premiered a work in three parts called We Set Out Early, Visibility Was Poor. The second section, Cape Bardo, was performed to a recording of John Cage performing Empty Words at the Teatro Lirico in Milan. The audience of revolutionary students began to riot in response to Cage's reading Walden Pond. Not the text as written, but phonemes or word fragments chosen by chance procedure. Later, over dinner, Stephen Wright, a manager of symphony orchestras, said of both Cage and Schoenberg, for practically 70 years, conductors and impresarios have been trying to force this stuff on audiences. When will they realize people just don't like it? Audiences simply don't want it. It doesn't work. The concert that I was just reading about there was reported to me by a dear friend of his and mine. That's how I know him, through Betty Freeman, a great supporter of contemporary music. She happened to be there that night in 1978 when the students actually were so shocked that this revolutionary artist they'd been told about was not revolutionary in the political sense, but in aesthetic sense. They literally stormed the stage, drank his water, knocked his glasses off, and he kept going with Empty Words. 2 hours he keeps going with those phonemes, and you hear the audience turn into a roaring wave of oppositional forces, screaming, chanting, until half of them leave, and he continues the concert.
Like those large, smooth pines.
Artists, and if I dare say, in the same breath with John Cage, we are a perverse bunch. I think people often say, are you just trying to shock people? Well, no, you have an idea that is scary to you. And you think you're going to put that idea up there and see what it does. And you're holding on with, my hands are black. I'm a black man, but I'll say with white knuckles. How is it going to fly? You don't know. And sometimes, even when the answer comes back to you in the form of an audience full of applause, you're still wondering, what did this mean? I think he was a brave pioneer, saying to us, those of you who want to be artists, realize that it is something more like a religious calling than anything else. It is a test of your faith, every new piece that you make. So yeah, do your best work, do your scariest work, but realize you will find there's no sucker here. There's no safe harbor here. He is the one that, for some reason, never fails because he never really promised anything. He never promised anything other than if you want to know what to do next, do the next thing. What?
Choreographer Bill T. Jones, talking about his mentor and friend, the musician John Cage. Cage died in 1992.